Hallelujah, 主内问安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢神赏赐这机会，能够与我们大家一起见面。
Thank God for this chance that we can meet each other.
求主耶稣带领我们这三个晚上的布道会。
May the Lord Jesus guide us in these three night services.
向奉主耶稣圣名来证道。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I will give my servant.
今天晚上跟我们亲爱的朋友们讲论如何做一个过着无憾的人生。
Now I would like to tell our friends how to lead an unregrettable life.
这种无憾的人生的基准点，要建立在认识神、追求神、把握到永生的福音为基准的。
An unregrettable life is based on knowing God.
我们人生有很多的思虑烦恼。
In our life, there are many worries.
我们有很多的追求。
We have a lot of things to pursue after.
我们想过着幸福的一生。
We would like to lead a very happy life.
现在我们春天快到了。
Now spring is around the corner.
我们俗语说，树望春天，就好像人望幸福一样。
There's a saying that the trees are looking forward to spring, just like humans, they look towards happiness.
这是代表人对人生幸福的追求。
This shows that humans have an ambition to pursue happiness.
对真理或者对永恒的公义、幸福，人人都需要的。
Everyone needs the truth, righteousness, and justice.
但是呢，在现实人生，我们却发现人生是个不完美。
But we find that in actual fact, life is imperfect.
我们每天的生活
，our daily life，
我们每天的追求
，the things that we pursue every day。
等到我们年纪稍长，我们再看我们的一生。
When we grow older and we look back into our past，
假定我们会觉得无遗憾的话，那这个人生是很扎实的。
If you feel that you have led an unregrettable life，
虽然我们很劳力的在工作
，even though we work hard，
我们为了什么呢？
What are we working hard for？
我们晚上仔细的问一问的时候
，At night, ask yourself。
我们问说，我们在人生做的是什么事情
？We can ask, what have you done all day？
是为了家庭，为了事业
？Are we working hard for our life？
还是为了个人的成就
？For our family, for our career, or for our own ambitions？
但是我们想到这些，我们会想到一句名言说
，And when we think about these, we think about a famous saying。
就说。到了最人生的最后一站，才了解人生的真正意义在哪。
When you have reached the end point of life, then you have understood the true meaning of life.
等到要回头再做一次的时候
，When you want to go back and start again,
已经发现不可能了。
You will find that it is impossible.
我们常常听到有学生说，但愿我是大学一年级开始。
Therefore, we hear a lot of students saying that I would like to be a freshman all over again.
或者有人说，但愿我这个婚姻或家庭幸福从头再。从头一天的开始。
Some people will also say that I would like to start my marriage all over again.
那这句话里头表现说，应该该做的没做到。
This thing shows that what they should have done, they didn't.
我们从这样的一个思考。
We will start from this point.
来看人生的真实。
And to review life.
什么叫无憾的人生
？What is an unregrettable life?
假定我们过的是好像圣经所说的，能够以神为中心。
If we can lead a life as the Bible says, to have God as our center point,
那虽然你人生有很多的烦恼
，even though you have lots of worries in your life,
你会操劳
，you will worry, work hard.
可是到头来你会觉得很扎实，你会觉得很扎实，很充实。
You will feel that you have led a very full life.
我们来看创世纪五章里头
，Please look at Genesis chapter 5.
描写的有亚当的世代的后裔。
It records the descendants of Adam.
那亚当的后裔也是我们今天人生的写照。
And the descendants of Adam is a reflection on us.
我们来看创世纪第五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 5.
这第五章记载是一连串的族谱。
And in chapter 5 records a lot of genealogy.
这个族谱都是谁活到多少岁数。
It gives a record of who lived until what age.
那生了儿女。
And they have children.
然后再活到若干年数。
And they lived so and so years.
然后就告别人间。
And then they died.
这个从亚当开始是这样子的。
This started from Adam.
我们来看第四节。
Please read verse 4.
亚当生赛特之后又再世八百年，并且生儿养女。第五节，
Verse 5,
亚当共活了930岁就死了。 我们再看第六节。
Please read verse 6.
赛特活到105岁，生了以诺士。七节，赛特生以诺士之后，又活了807岁，并且生儿养女。第八节。
Verse 8.
赛特共活了912岁就死了。我们要是看下去，第九节、十二节跟十五节、十八节都是一样的这样的记载。
If you read verses 9, 12, 15, and 18, it will be the same.
亚当、赛特、伊诺士、该南、马勒列、亚列等等，他们都在这个世间过着平常人的生活。
Adam, Seth, Enosh, and the others all led the same life.
他们活到某干若干年数的时候，生了儿女。
When they lived up to a certain age, they had children.
然后他们又在地面上活着。
And then they lived for another several years.
然后就死了。
And then they died.
这里所说的生儿养女，这是凡人所做的。
Here it says to have sons and daughters. This is what every ordinary human being will do.
每个世代都是一样的。
Every generation will do the same.
每个世代都要成家立业。
Every generation will have to set up a family.
都要建造买卖。
And will have to build and trade.
然后呢，生儿养女以后，还要期待下一代做同样的事情。
And after they have the children, they will expect the children to do the same.
这是人生的一般写照。
This is a reflection on life.
我们在座的，我们所看到的世间人也是一样的。
This is what we do today.
啊，他们几岁读了书
？At what at certain age they have education？
啊，成了家。
Then they have family.
立了业。
And started a career.
然后传宗接代。
Next, they have children.
然后就死了。
Then they die.
可在这种平凡的人间当中，我们圣经看到有一组人。
In this ordinary life, we see that there's another group of people.
这等人生儿养女也是跟一般人一样。
These people have children just like the rest.
可是呢，他们过着不平凡的人生。
But they lead an extraordinary life.
我们来看第二十一节。
Please read verse 21.
这里记载一个叫以诺，以诺这个人。
He records a character, Enoch.
他活到65岁。
He lived to the age of 65.
他生了马土撒拉。
He lived at 65 and had a son.
那第二十二节
，in verse 22，
以诺生马土撒之后，跟神同行300年，并且生儿养女。第二十三节
，verse 23，
以诺共活了360岁。24节
，24，
以诺跟神同行，神就将他取去，他就不再世了。这里记载的是以诺。
Here records Enoch.
也是犹太经典里头把他当作一个伟大的信仰人物之一。
In the Jewish scripture, he is also one of the main famous characters.
以后有，譬如说有以诺一书、二书，都是以诺来做作者的这犹太经典。
There is first and second Enoch, which is recorded in the Jewish scriptures.
因为他们认为这个以诺他所以能够给后代的人给一个很好的榜样，就是他跟神同行。
The Jews felt that Enoch had left a very good example for his descendants by being with God.
因为他跟神同行了，他能够从神领受很多恩典跟很多的奥秘。
Because Enoch walked with God, therefore he's able to receive many graces and mysteries.
但是以诺的生活对我们一般人来讲有很大的启示作用。
But to every one of us, Enoch has a great revelation to us.
因为他在不平凡在平凡人当中，他过的是不平凡的生活。
Because he led an extraordinary life among ordinary people.
就好像我们信主的，虽然我们也是过着平凡人的日常生活。
Similarly, we are Christians and we lead an ordinary life.
但是我们跟平常人不同的地方，就是我们能够知道如何的认识神，如何来跟神同行。
But what we differ is that we know how to walk with God.
这就是我们人生的价值了。
This is the value of our life.
那当人世间有很多的残缺不完美的地方。
Of course, there are several imperfections in this world.
我们假定能够像以诺来跟神同行，他就可以找到生活的目的跟生命的意义了。
If we can walk with God just like Enoch, then we can find the true meaning of life.
我们值得注意的，这里他是跟神同行300年，这300年是很长的岁月。
We must take note that Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and 300 years is very long.
另外，我们可以注意到，就是他跟神同行后，他有跟人不平凡的、不寻常的一个终结。
We see that there is something extraordinary about Enoch walking with God.
那就说神将他取去。
and there, that God took him away.
他可以不像一般人这样经过凡人的死。
He is not like ordinary people who had to experience death.
他可以直接升天。
He was immediately ascended to heaven.
简单说，他没有常人的死。
We can put it simply that he didn't die like an ordinary person.
因为他跟神同行。
Because he walked with God.
他被神迎接去。
God took him away.
用现代的话语说，就是他被神迎接，跟神永永远远的同在，在永生的国度里头。
To put it simply, God took him away, and for eternally, Enoch will be with God.
那我们就可以看到创世第五章所记的这两组合的人。
Here we can see that two different groups of people recorded in the book of Genesis, chapter 5.
一种人是平常的世间人。
One group is ordinary people.
到头来，他们发现人生不过如此。
At the end, they will find that life is just life.
到头还是死了。
And at the end of life, it's death.
虽然有成家立业，有一番的奋斗。
Though they have a life and a career.
可是没有跟神同行。
But they did not walk with God.
他们还是这样子，就在黄土里头，在坟墓里头。
And in the grave, they spent the rest of the day.
这说明我们人生一个很冷酷的现实。
This shows a very cool reality.
来看诗篇九十篇。
Listen to Psalms chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇来阐明一个人生是一连串的劳苦、虚空、担重担。
Psalms chapter 90 records that life is nothing but toil and vain.
请看诗篇九十篇。
Listen to Psalms chapter 90.
请看十节。
Listen to verse 10.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。这提到人生的三个现实。
Here it reveals three realities about life.
一个是劳苦。
One is toil.
一个愁烦。
Next is trouble.
一个是转眼成空。
And next is everything is gone.
虽然有的活着可以健康的活到七八十岁。
Even though a person can live up to the age of 70 or 80.
今天还可以找到人寿的，比如说100岁以上的也有可能性。
And today you can still find someone living up to the age of 100.
在南美洲的那个印地高山。
And
巴拉圭和乌拉圭那地方。
In the South America, in the Andes, around the area of Paraguay or Uruguay.
或者说在帕米尔高原，阿富汗跟中国边界那里。
Or between the border of Afghanistan and China.
那么因为空气的清新。
And because of the fresh air there.
没有污染的水。
There is no polluted water.
没有声音，没有嘈杂。
There is no noise pollution.
他们心灵很安静。
These people lead a very peaceful life.
所以他们可以活得长久一点。
And therefore, they can live a long life.
可是到头来呢，他们还是要过去的。
But right to the end, they will still die.
我们人生是真正是每天的操作，每天的劳苦。
As humans, every day we will toil.
那根据圣经是说，就是因为人类犯罪受神的咒诅，连大地也受咒诅的缘故。
And the reason for this, according to the Bible, was that humans were being cursed by God, and even the ground, the great earth, was being cursed.
人要劳苦才得糊口。
Only when humans toil can they have sufficient food to eat.
人要操劳一生，到头来他要担着重担，然后转眼成空。
Humans must toil all their lives, bear the heavy burden, and then at the end, everything is vanity.
希腊神话里头有一个叫西西弗斯的一个人。
In the Greek mythology, there is a character,
Sisyphus. 因为他违抗天神。
Because he had not obeyed the commands of the God.
所以神处罚他，每天要把一块很巨大的石头从山底下推上山。
And the God punished him by making him push up a huge boulder up a mountain.
那个推到石头推到山以后，那个石头应该安置在山上，那他的工作就算完毕。
And after he had pushed the boulder all the way up to the mountain, he must place them on the mountain peak. Only then his work is ended.
他从早晨就很辛苦的这样出力的把石头推上去。
And from the breaking of the day, he would have to push this big boulder up.
但是很可惜的，山顶上没有个平面让石头能够安放。
Unfortunately, there is no plain or level ground on top of the mountain for him to place this big rock.
所以他推上去以后，石头又滚下来。
And hence, when he pushed the rock up, the rock will fall down.
那第二天早晨，他又要把石头推上山。
The next day, he would do the same, pushing the rock up the mountain.
可是推到傍晚了，石头又滚下来。
But at the evening, during the evening, the rock will roll down the mountain.
他这样一天又一天的这样子操作，这样子劳力。
And every day he led the same repetitious life.
可是石头永远没有办法堆置在山上。
But the rock can never be placed on top of the mountain.
一直到他死为止。
Only till the day he died.
希腊神话是描写人生、战争的爱情、或者是人生现实生活的一个反应。
The themes of theGreek mythology reflects the normal life.
那也用这个 Sisyphus 推石头在描写人生，不过是也是像圣经所说的劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
Using the story of Sisyphus, it tells us that life is nothing but toil and trouble, and soon they are gone.
认真想起来，人生的确是可怜的。
Indeed, life is pitiful.
假定没有神，我们人生不会有充实，也不会有盼望。
If we do not have God, then we have no hope in our life.
更何况在这人的这个操劳或者说转眼要成空 的人生之后，还有更可怕的，就一个审判的日子。
And even though all the toil and trouble are gone, there is still another terrible thing waiting for us, which is the judgment day.
我们来看希伯来书第九章。
Listen to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书九章，请看二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
九章二十七节。
Chapter 9 verse 27.
这说按着定命。人人都有一死，死后却有审判。罪句虽短，可是却把神的命定讲得很清楚。
Even though this is a very short verse, but he has clearly indicated, the will.
神的定义是这样子。
The mean, how God has put life.
就说神看人世间是因为始祖亚当犯了罪。
And the way God views this world is that Adam had sinned.
那真神公义又是慈爱的。
And since God is just and merciful,
他的公义就要审判。
His justice comes from judgment.
有罪就要刑罚。
If you have committed a sin, you'll be punished.
慈爱呢，他是要拯救。
His mercy is his salvation.
但是一般没有认识神的人，他们人人死后的这个死后呢？还面临一个审判。
And for those who do not know God, after they die, they still have to be judged.
每一个人都要面临神的审判。
Everyone has to face the judgment of God.
那这审判的标准。
The standard of this judgment.
是神的真理。
Is based on the truth of God.
就像罗马书二章六节所说的。
Recorded in Romans chapter 2 verse 6.
就说神要按照他的真理来审判世界。
That God will judge this earth based on his truth.
那人人假定没有办法来认识神，来拜他，得到他的永生的应许的话。
If humans cannot come to know him, to worship him, and to get to have his eternal life,
就难免受审判。
They will be judged.
所以说，这个要做到无憾的人生，我们要解决两件事情。
Therefore, to lead an unregrettable life, you have to solve two problems.
第一个，如果在这个愁烦劳苦的人生，你得到充实。
How to lead a fruitful life in these toils and troubles?
得到盼望。
And also to have hope.
第二个呢，如何准备将来逃避这神永生的这个审判
？The second is how to avoid this judgment of God.
那这些起点就在今生来做了。
And the starting point for these comes from present life.
那要做这个时候，圣经给我们一个很明确的一个答案。
And the Bible has given us a very good solution.
就是要认识真神。
To get to know the true God.
我们来看何西阿书第六章。
Please turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书六章。
Hosea chapter 6.
在旧约圣经。
In the Old Testament.
1061页。
In the Old Testament.
何西阿书六章1061页第三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3.
第三节说我们一定要认识耶和华真神。竭力追求认识他，他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。这里神是差遣何西阿先知，这公元前八世纪的一位先知。
And Hosea was a prophet around the time of 80 BC.
那在公元前八世纪的先知，他是针对着当时以色列国来做警告或来做劝勉的对象。
He was sent to warn and to encourage the Jews.
但是先知的语言也今天要是跟我们说的。
Similarly, the message of this prophet also applies to us.
这也叫我们一定要认识真神。
Here tells us that we must know the true God.
耶和华这名字是神在旧约圣经契约的名字，是以色列民呼叫立约的名字。
Jehovah's name that God used when He made a covenant with the Israelites.
在主耶稣这名字没有出现以前，都一直用耶和华真神这名字。
Before the name Jesus came about, the name Jehovah was used.
所以我们现在看到耶和华，等于说我们知道是神的名字。
When we see the word Jehovah, we know it is the name of God.
在旧约出现的，等于天父，等于以色列民的救主的名字。
Jehovah is also the name for the true God, their father and the Savior.
那他在新约时代的显现就称为耶稣。耶和华神是我们救主，耶稣的名字。
And God's manifestation in the New Testament is Jesus, therefore Jesus is His name.
那我们现在来看，我们一定要认识神。
Here says we must know God.
这个是神对以色列百姓说的。
This is what God said to the people of Israel.
神为什么要认识他？为什么要认识他？
Why should we get to know God?
以色列民岂不是在崇拜、在认识这位真神吗？
What the Jews were already getting to know this God.
其实这个认识我们一讲清楚就可以知道说不是单单说只知道而已。
When we define the word know, we will realize that it is not just to get to know God.
譬如说我们说你认识你父亲吗？
For example, when we say, do you know your father?
我们不是在说你认识你父亲这个名字。
We are not saying that, do you know the name of your father?
我们在说你认识你父亲的个性。
We're saying, do you know the past?The personality of the Father.
过去的历史。
His past.
他对你殷切的期待。
His hope for you.
所以这些都是包括在认识里头。
These are included in the word know.
那神对以色列百姓说，以赫西亚先知对神的百姓说，你要认识神，这不是说你单单认识耶和华神这个名字。
When the prophet Hosea told the Israelites to know God, he's not just saying that the Israelites must know the name God.
要认识神在民间在历史所行的作为。
They must know what God has done among the people and in this world.
要认识他的旨意。
To get to know the will of God.
要认识他的救赎。
To know his salvation.
那么认识是从各方面来讲的。
And getting to know him comes from all aspects.
你要从真道上的认识。
Starting from the truth.
从属灵经验来认识。
From your spiritual experiences.
从他跟我们建立的关系来认识。
And from the relationship that you have.
就好像以色列人要真正从神在历史上的作为来认识他。
Just like the Jews must know God through historical records.
从神跟百姓的契约、立约的关系来认识。
From the covenant that God had made with the people of Israel.
那他这里说，神的出现的确像晨光。
Here in verse 3 says that God's going forth as sure as the dawn.
原来百姓也曾经离开过神，也不认识神过。
The people of Israel had once left God.
那么神的先知呼唤说，你们要认识神，神的恩典就会像晨光这样的照耀着。
The prophets of God then came to tell the Jews that they must get to know God, and His blessings will come at the dawn.
那神的出现也会好像滋润田地的甘雨一样。
And His forthcoming will also be like spring rain.
这个对人生是一个很大的安慰。
This is a great comfort to life.
因为好像田地希望有这种雨水来滋润，
and because fields need water,
好像黑暗需要有光明的来到。
Fields need water just like darkness needs light.
我们人生需要有神的救赎，神的安慰。
And in our lives, we need the comfort of God and the salvation of God.
我们怎么来认识神？
How do we get to know God?
神的智慧是何等的深奥？
The wisdom of God is very great.
神的道路何等的广大？
The path of God is very wide.
神的恩典何等的浩大。
The grace of God is immense.
假定我们一直的认识，一直的追求下去，我们知道所要认识的，知道的更多了。
The more we pursue, the more we know.
但是我们确实知道神的恩典要给我们。
But we know that the blessings of God
is to be given to us. 要使我们这个劳苦愁烦的人生有一个盼望，有一个生命跟平安。
So his blessings can come, so that we can have a hope and we can lead a peaceful life.
首先，他会像阳光一样出现。
First, he will come like the sunshine.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
Please look at Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章，请看78节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
路加福音一章七十八节。
Luke chapter 1 78.
七十七页。因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮第七十九节，要照亮坐在黑暗里头、死荫里头的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Verse 79。
这是神借着施洗约翰，就是主耶稣的铺路者的父亲。
This is what God has told the father of John the Baptist.
他在被圣灵充满当中预言着说。
Well, the father of John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit. He prophesied.
他说，神的怜悯心肠，好像日光，清晨日光从高天临到我们一样。
He said that the blessing of God will come like the light.
这是神的恩典，神的救赎。
This is God's blessing and His salvation.
那目的要照亮在那坐在死荫幽谷里头的人。
And the purpose is to shine on those who are sitting in the darkness and the shadow of death.
啊，从神眼光看来，那些还在最终的。
In the eyes of God, those who are still in sin.
还是生活在黑暗里头的。
Are still living in darkness.
是没有盼望的人生。
And there are those who do not have hope.
但神要把他的恩典，好像清晨日光一样的照耀他们。
But God would want His blessings to shine like the sunshine onto these people.
把他们的脚来引到平安的路上。
And to guide the feet into the way of peace.
所以说，我们要在这种劳苦、愁烦、空虚的人生里头，先要向这些人找到神。
And in our empty lives, we should be really like these people, looking forward to God.
那这样的话，我们可以从黑暗中走向光明。
And then we can walk out of the darkness into the light.
那要认识神，我们要问怎么认识法。
What when we say we must know God, how do we know God?
对神方面的启示。
And about God.
我们可以从我们良心可以做见证。
Our conscience can be our witness.
知道说在我们人所不能之外，超越经验世界之外，一定有个真神。
And we would say that anything that is impossible to humans, then it must be doings of God.
因为世界怎么来？
How did this earth come about?
是宇宙怎么形成？
What, how did the universe form?
一定有一位神。
How was the universe formed? It must be from God.
但是有人的思想有时候会偏差，因为会把一些偶像或假神也当作神来看待。
But the thoughts of humans often go astray. They will often see idols.
那要借着最重要的是天启，就是天上的启示。
The most important is revelations from heaven.
借着圣经把神的信息传递给人。
Through the Bible, the message of God will be passed on to us.
来证明神的存在。
This is to prove to us that God exists.
他的属性。
His attributes.
他的神的作为。
And His doings.
这样我们可以知道这位神是的确在那里。
And from here we know that God is really there.
所以我们要查考圣经，可以知道神，这是一个很直接的方法。
Therefore, when we studying the Bible is a very direct way of knowing God.
另外呢，神愿意将他圣灵给我们。
Next, God is willing to give us the Holy Spirit.
让有真理、有圣灵的教会充满圣灵的见证。
The true church will have the Holy Spirit as its witness.
所以我们得到圣灵，可以知道有神的存在。
Therefore, for those who have received the Holy Spirit, we know God exists.
那我们从圣经就可以了解到，圣经很多信心的人物他们在信仰上的体验。
And from the Bible, we can also see several characters and their experiences in this path of religion.
那他们跟神的建立很密切的关系。
And they have established a very close relationship with God.
其中有一个人叫做保罗。
One of these people is Paul.
他本来是反对基督耶稣的。
He used to persecute the believers of Christ.
他不知道耶稣就是他们所等待的弥赛亚。
He did not know that Jesus Christ is the Messiah they have been waiting for.
结果耶稣亲自选召他。
And later, Jesus Christ chose him personally.
那他从反对耶稣基督变成耶稣基督的门徒。
From persecuting Christ to becoming a disciple of Christ.
那这个保罗他对神跟对主耶稣认识最清楚。
Paul had a very great and deep recognition of God.
所以他到处做见证。
Therefore, he went around.
所以从信仰经验的人们的见证，我们可以知道他们对神如何的执着。
Therefore, from the believer, from the experiences of these believers, we know how much they knew about God.
他们对神认识很清楚。
We know that they have a very clear.
那有一天，这保罗他到了文化城，叫做希腊的雅典。
One day, Paul went to the city of Athens.
那他在那个地方，他做了很。 美好的见证,
there he bore very good testimony.
因为希腊当时是可以说是文化很灿烂的地方。
Greece was a place where Greece is a highly civilized country.
他们喜欢辩论道理。
They like to have debate.
比如说他们喜欢辩论地水火风，当时宇宙的形成。
They would like to debate over the creation of this universe based on the elements of earth, fire, wind, air.
这是 cosmology 的事情。
These are things pertaining to cosmology.
他们喜欢探讨生命的真谛在哪里。
They would like to find out the true meaning of life.
那他们有的是很苦行派的。
Some of them are monks.
Stoic.
Stoic.
Not stoic. 他们有些是很重乐派的，
Some of them are stoic,
但是这些都是道理， 他们都是人生的道理在谈论而已。
But all these are just some of the truth of life.
所以他们城中有很多神奇神明的存在。
Among them there are several gods that exist.
因为他们有一个山叫做Olympia山。
They have a mountain called Mount Olympia.
最高的神叫做Zeus。
And the greatest god on this mountain. Is Zeus.
有帝王神,
there's God of the sea, God of the
太阳神, 什么都是神,
earth, and the sun god. Everything
但,
is a god.
但是呢, 保罗知道他们很敬畏鬼神, 但是没有拜到真神。
Paul knew that they worship every god, but they have never worshipped the true god.
所以保罗在, 雅略巴谷就是一个广场, 他们在辩论道理或者政府, 法令颁布的地方, 他对众人做见证。
There at a square, Paul brought his testimony to these people.
我们来看《使徒行传》17章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 17.
保罗在雅典，他看了很多的神这个偶像，他心里很着急。
Paul was in Athens and he found that there are many idols there.
这里是证明说，人假定没有认识真神以前，他们会拜，这个宗教心会驱使他们去拜很多神奇。
And this is to tell us that before humans come to know true God, they would tend to worship other strange deities.
我们看16节那里。
Please read verse 16.
保罗在雅典等候他的同工的时候，看见满城都是偶像，他心里着急。
And when Paul was waiting for his co-workers, he saw that the city was full of idols.
这是人的宗教表现。
This is to show that humans have a tendency
那另外一群人, to worship other religions. 另外一群人，我们再看17、18节那里。
Please read on verse 17 and 18.
那里有一种叫做诡辩派的，他们喜欢辩论道理的，他们有sophist，在那辩论道理的。
And there is others, some who are Epicurean.
那保罗就在他们当中。
And Paul was among them.
他讲的是耶稣跟复活的道理，18节这么说。
In verse 18, he was telling them about the truth on Jesus and resurrection.
世界上很多理论，很多哲学。
There are many philosophies and theories.
都是人间的学派。
These belong to the different schools, academic schools.
属于那个文字或者智慧的游戏。
This belongs to the game of wisdom.
但是呢。 保罗所传的是耶稣跟复活的道理。
But what Paul preached was the truth of Jesus and the truth of salvation.
就是有关生命之道。
This is the truth of life.
但是保罗对象最主要对雅典人在讲，介绍真神。
Here Paul is telling the Athens.
我们看22节。
Of life. Please read verse 22.
保罗站在亚略巴谷当中，他说：“众位雅典人呐，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。”23节。
23。我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着不认识之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。24节。25。创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既然是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿。25节。25。也不用人手，服侍，好像缺少什么，他自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。第26节。26。他从一本造出万族的人。
住在全地上，并且预先定准他们年限和所住的疆界。27节。
27.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。28节。
28.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就像你们作诗的，有人说我们是他生的。29节。
29.
我们既然是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石头一样。我们念到这里，所以我们可以说是对人生追求，尤其要追求三尺之上、冥冥之上有这种好像神灵的存在那种心的人。
And as humans, we have the tendency to pursue a supreme being.
有人觉得说人是这个现阶段一定有个超然的世界。
And some people say that there is another world that's beyond this world.
那原始的百姓啊，比如说看到雷电呐、或者是超自然的这种力量，比如说大风大雨，他们就认为是一种可畏的神。
And prehistoric humans, when they see strange phenomena, they would tend to associate them with God.
那等到科学比较昌明了，民智开化了，他们才知道这是自然的威力。
When humans were more educated and science was more advanced, they would realize that these are all natural phenomena.
不应该把它当作神来拜。
And they should not worship them like God.
毕竟这些也是神的创造的。
And they are also the creation of God.
那同样道理，雅典人他们有一套很完整的希腊神话。
The Athens have a very complete Greek mythology.
那他们所拜的神，也等于刚才说过，是人的爱情、战争或者现实生活的一个反应。
And the gods that they worship reflect love and war and their daily life.
但是他们不是神。
But these
是人的想象，人的文学的创作。
These are not gods. They're just the imagination of humans.
那么保罗在他们中间，他介绍他们应该知道的真神。
And when Paul was standing among them, he introduced to them the God that they should know.
一来，保罗推着他肯定这些人的宗教啊虔诚的心。
First, Paul admitted that these people have a very religious faith.
但宗教虔诚的心要跟实在要拜到真神才有价值。
But only when they have worshipped the true God, then the faith is worth something.
现在世界上很多人在拜神，他们在烧香拜神，问起他们拜的是什么，他们大人说不来。
And a lot of people are praying to God today. They will be burning incense. When you ask them who they are worshipping, they couldn't give you an answer.
何况人手，所以说金银石头所造的不是神，那是偶像。
And here says a deity that was made from gold, silver, stone. They're not God. They're just an idol.
那圣经用虚妄的、无意的，来形容这些人手所造的这种偶像。
And the Bible used the words vain and meaningless to describe these idols.
那要拜的是这位创造主。
What you should worship is this creator God.
人类的生命主。
The source of life God.
他将生命气息万物赐给万人。
That he has given life and breath and everything to humans.
他从一本造出万族的人。
From one he has created whole nations.
这里所说的是神的伟大是在这里。
Here tells us the almightiness of God.
所以不应该用人的心思艺术来刻画神是什么。
You shouldn't use our imagination and art to define God.
我们所敬拜的神应该第一个是自由拥有的神。
The first God that the God that we worship must first of all.
他是不要人造的。
The eternal.
他反而是造人的。
He does not need to be created, but he created humans.
第二个，我们所敬拜的神，他应该会救人的神。
Second of all, the God that we worship must be able to save us.
那我们来看30节这里。
Please read verse 30.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神不监察；如今却吩咐各处人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的证据。这一段就是说介绍真神之后呢，30节就讲到世界上的人还有很多人不知道。
After introducing God to these people, there are still a lot of people in this world who doesn't know this God.
但神却要吩咐他们来悔改，来就近神。
But God has commanded all men to repent.
那这里有一个很重要的关键，要认识神，神看不见的神，怎么来认识他？
Here is a very important point. How do you get to know this God that you cannot see?
那这里就是按着他所立的人，就指耶稣基督。
Here it says that by the man whom he has appointed, this man refers to Jesus Christ.
他将来要按公义审判天下。
That he would judge the world in righteousness.
那这位耶稣，他一生写在圣经上。
The life of Jesus is recorded in the Bible.
他的生平也用圣灵给我们做见证。
And his life is also being testified by the Holy Spirit.
他是道成肉身。神的道成为肉身。
He is God manifested in flesh.
他虽然是拿撒勒人。
Although he is a Nazarene.
但他有神性。
He has a divine nature.
他是神儿子，可是他是神的本身。
He is the Son of God, but he is God himself.
他是基督，就是受膏者。
He is Christ, the anointed one.
那他到人间来，就是为我们罪被钉十字架。
He came as a human to nailed on the cross for us.
死里复活。
He was resurrected from the dead.
别的教主都死了就算，可这位救主他死里复活。
Other founders of religion, after they die, that's the end of them. But for us,
耶稣本身是生命主，
this
复活主。
This Savior, after he died, he was resurrected because Christ is the Lord of death and Lord of life.
人找到耶稣就找到神。
And for humans to have found Jesus, they have found a God.
所以看不见的神就需要借着耶稣。哦，你才能看到耶，看到神，那个认识神。
And when you cannot see God, you have to see Him through Jesus. When you have seen Jesus, you have seen God.
那我们这里所看到保罗一个见证，
Here's、
可以得到一个结论。
From the testimony of Paul, we can come to a conclusion.
要像路加刚才所说的，人坐在黑暗蒙昧的，就是无知的时候。
Just like what Luke had said earlier, that when men lived in darkness,
还在黑暗里头，还在罪恶里头。
They are still in sin.
但神要把人的脚步引到生命跟平安路上。
But God will guide the footsteps of humans into the path of light.
因为认识神等于一个人生命的转捩点。
Because coming to know God is a turning point of a person's life.
但是这里有一个得救或者得救福音的一个重要性在那里。
Here is the important point in being saved.
因为耶稣基督他所传的是神的信息。
Because the message that Jesus Christ preached was the message of God.
神国的福音。
The gospel of heavenly kingdom.
所以我们从这个做一个引论。
From here we can go on to say.
所以我们要知道这个使这人生无憾的话。
To lead an unregrettable life.
要从认识神来着眼。
We must start from getting to know God.
那假定我们像这个以诺一样的话。
If we were like Enoch.
我们可以跟神同行。
We can walk with God.
那你可以解决到，就解决到人生所没有办法介绍。
And we will introduce what Paul had said earlier.
因为耶稣曾经是借着他去传福音，使人来认识这位真神。
That Paul had God Jesus had sent Paul to preach the message.
我们来看使徒行传二十六章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 26.
这一节话可以说是一个。人生转折一个很重要的一个转捩点。
These verses can be a very good turning point in the life of a human.
我们来看十六章十八节。
Chapter 26 verse 18.
我差你到，就差你，就是耶稣基督自己，他显现向保罗说：“我差你，保罗，到百姓他们那里去。”
Here, Lord Jesus had sent Paul to the people.
要叫他们眼睛得以打开。
That to open their eyes.
这就是说，他们不但是肉眼，而且是心灵要打开。
Not only the physical eye, but the intellectual eye.
就从黑暗中归向光明。
That they must turn from darkness to the light.
从撒旦权向归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
所以，一个人生转折点是说，能够听到。这个使徒或者神的工人所传的信息。
The turning point is to listen to the message preached by a worker of God.
因为这个信息或者这个福音是讲天国的，讲神的道理的。
Because this message or this gospel is about the heavenly kingdom.
讲得救的方法的。
Methods of salvation.
所以听到的人，他的心也会打开。
Therefore, for those who listened, their hearts will be opened.
那他们本来处在这黑暗无望的生活当中。
In the past, they used to live in darkness.
这个黑暗是也是指的权势的权，这罪的权势。
Darkness refers to the power of sin.
一个没有认识神的人，他还处在全世界让恶者这个黑暗所掌权的权势之下。
For a person who is still an unbeliever, he is under the power of sin.
那么从撒旦权向归向神。
And they will turn from Satan towards God.
重生的人才能脱离撒旦的权下。
Only a person who are reborn can they leave the power of Satan.
在神国里头人就没有像撒旦的这种权势了。
And a person in the heavenly kingdom will not be under the power of Satan.
所以说，人生的改变在你看到福音、听到福音、认识到神。
A change in life is when you have come to know the gospel.
那这有一个转移，这是很重要的迁移。
And then there is a change.
这个迁移按照保罗说是从黑暗无望的人生。
This shift, according to Paul, was from a dust, meaningless life.
要迁到爱子的国度来。
And shift to a heavenly kingdom full of love.
这是哥罗西书一章十三节所描写的一个基督徒的现实生活。
This is recorded in the book of Colossians about the life of a Christian.
他说：“感谢父，叫我们能够跟众圣徒在光明中同得基业。”一章十三节。
In chapter 1, verse 13,
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度里头来。十四节。
14,
我们在爱子里头，就在耶稣基督里头得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。啊，这里就是一个迁移，所以我们迁到爱子的国度来。
Here is a transition that we have shifted into the kingdom of the Son.
但是呢，我们这里又注意到下头这一句话。
But we must take note of the following verse.
再请翻回到《使徒行传》二十六章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
二十六章十八节说：“又因信我，得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。”这因信我是因信耶稣基督，信耶稣救主。
That when they have believed in Him, believing in God and believing in Jesus Christ.
你会得到这赦罪的功效。
They will receive forgiveness of sins.
这个是圣经有特定的名词，就是说要赦罪，神给的特定得救的方法就要借着洗礼。
And this forgiveness of sin is through baptism.
我们圣经假定说赦罪或救赎，这个赎是跟耶稣基督在十字架上流的血有关系。
When we say forgiveness of sin or deliverance, this has a connection to the precious blood of Jesus.
那我们在洗礼的时候，耶稣宝血洗去我们的罪。
And during our baptism, the precious blood of Jesus washed away our sin.
是应主的道。
And it is through the words of Christ.
奉耶稣的名。
And in the name of God.
那圣灵运行。
And in with the movement of the Holy Spirit.
主的宝血存在水中。
The precious blood of Jesus will be in the water.
那我们以信心领受，就会把罪除掉。
With faith, and when we accept baptism, our sins will be washed away.
那这是在得救方法是很重要的一个步骤。
Then the way to salvation is very important.
那除此以外，最后一句说，一切成圣的人同得基业。
Other than that, the last sentence says that there will be a place among those who are sanctified by faith.
圣灵是得天国的基业，是神的灵得天国的基业的凭据。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God and is the evidence of receiving.
那成圣是借着圣灵的更新，我们能够得力。
And having the Spirit is when you have regenerate and lead a new life.
我们借着圣灵启示，能够进入一切的真理。
With the Holy Spirit revealing to us the truth.
那圣灵在我们里头帮助我们，安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit will help us and comfort us.
所以他叫做训诲师，或者叫做保惠师。
Therefore, another name for Holy Spirit is Counselor.
那借着圣灵的这样的不断的更新，我们就成圣。
With the renewal of Holy Spirit in us, we can be sanctified.
那既然圣灵是我们得天国的印记，我们的凭据。
Since the Holy Spirit is an evidence of receiving the heavenly kingdom.
我们就可以得天国的基业。
Then we can have the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
所以从认识神引进到我们会得到一个很有盼望的一个永生的天国。
Then from getting to know God, we can come to have a place in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们眼睛会打开。
Then our eyes will be open.
知道宝贵的道理。
We can understand the precious truth.
知道拜真神的必要性。
Know the importance of worshiping the true God.
认识这位耶稣基督救主。
To get to know our Savior Jesus Christ.
然后呢，我们借着洗礼得圣灵。
And through baptism we can receive the Holy Spirit.
那就进入到神所预备的这无憾的、没有遗憾的人生了。
That we can lead a life an unregrettable life.
所以刚才说，人望幸福，树望春这句话。
Just always mentioned the saying that trees look forward to spring, so humans look forward to
happiness. 每个人都有这样的需求。
Everyone has such a need.
但是呢，我们在看人生的现实的时候
，But we look into a reality of life.
有时候我们觉得我们会有成就，可是内心是空虚的。
Sometimes we feel that we may have success, but we feel empty anyways.
那只有像主耶稣所说的。
This is just like what Jesus said.
就说他好像牧羊人，他要把我们召聚他在他的。这个、羊场里头
，Jesus said that he is like a shepherd. He will gather us into his fold.
然后我们可以得到他的安慰。
Then he will comfort us.
得到我们的得到他的怀抱。
And we can be in his bosom.
得到他的喂养。
And he will take care of us.
而且更重要一句话。
The most important.
他说他来是要叫羊得更丰盛的生命。
He said he came so that his sheep will have a fuller life.
那我们虽然人生有风浪
，Even though they may be times of affliction.
可是我们在主里头有平安。
But we can have peace.
这是我们信仰的体验。
This is our experience.
因为我们得到道理了，我们得到圣灵了。
Because we have received the truth and we have received the Holy Spirit.
我们认识真神是谁了。
We know who the true God is.
现在最重要就是如何来建立起跟神密切的关系。
The most important thing now is how to establish a closer relationship with God.
那我们道理是很丰盛很丰富的
We may be fully equipped with the knowledge
但是我们可以把握到福音的普遍性跟真它的特殊性
But we can grasp of the
福音的普遍性 universal and particular nature of gospel
we can, The universal and the particular nature of gospel
我们借着查考圣经我们知道神爱世人借着查考圣经我们知道因信得义
When we study Bible we know that God loves all humans andWhen we are justified by faith.
但是我们再进入到神国的要求。
But we have to go further into the requirements of the heavenly kingdom.
那就是耶稣基督所说的。
It is what Jesus said.
就是说人要从水和灵重生，才能进入，才能看到神的国。
Everyone must be reborn from water and spirit, then they can enter the
heavenly kingdom. 这是奥秘性。
This is the mystery.
但是又是神赦罪跟救人的方法。
But this is also the way of forgiveness of sins.
借着又是属灵的，又给生命神的话语，就耶稣的道理。
And the word of Jesus is both physical and spiritual.
那我们也可以就领受到耶稣所说的，来吧，你可以到我这里享受到天国的滋味。
That we can believe in him, by that we can enter into heavenly kingdom to have a taste of what heavenly kingdom is like.
所以我们现在在说神、耶稣、神国，其实都是一样的东西。
Here we say that.God, Jesus, and Heavenly Kingdom, they're all the same.
因为在把我们引到这完美的，就是无遗憾的人生，也就是得救的人生。
Because they all lead us to the same point, to have an unregrettable life, unregrettable life.
那我们希望能够像那个以诺一样跟神同行。
We hope to be like Enoch, to walk with God.
那他数十年、数百年如一日跟神同行。
And 100 years is like the same, like a day that he will always walk with God.
可是他做不平凡的人
But he is an extraordinary
因为他在信仰上得到了一个根得到了一个 解答
Because he has rooted himself into religion
那我们最后来看诗篇73篇
Please turn to Psalms
73篇可以说是一个智慧诗
Psalms chapter 73 is a psalm of wisdom
智慧诗简单说是教人如何认识神做聪明的开端
This psalm tells us how humans get to know God
认识人生的真相。
To get to know the reality of life.
那在人生生活当中，我们有时候有很多会困惑、不能了解的地方。
And in our life, there will be times we will be troubled, and there will be some things we cannot understand.
譬如说第一节到第十六节所讲的。
For example, from verses 1 to 16.
人常常有两件事情不能了解。
There are often two things that we cannot comprehend.
一个就是说，为什么义人做好人会得到？会受苦。
That why would the righteous suffer?
那些恶人反而亨通。
And the villains lead a good life.
这个他想不通，这人想不通。
This is one point that as humans we cannot comprehend.
那么一直在想，可是到了第十六节，我们来看。
Right till verse 16. Let's read verse 16.
我思想怎么明白这个事？眼睛看起来其实难呐。简单说，我们看到人间很多不公平的。
To put it simply, we've seen a lot of injustice in this world.
看到很多无辜受灾殃的。
We see a lot of innocent people suffering.
啊，那些恶人反而亨通享福的。
On the other hand, the villains are leading a very good life.
那你有时候会困扰。
Sometimes you feel troubled.
有时候对人生会怨尤，对神会埋怨。
And you will complain about life and complain to God.
但是呢，你要从更高更美的神的观点，神的安排来看。
But if you see it from the viewpoint of God,
那你会豁然贯通。
Then all of a sudden, you will start to understand.
我们来看十七节。
Please read verse 17.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局啊，我才了解。这个思想简单说，也就看透、明白的意思。Perceive 的这个字眼。
Perceive means to understand.
那这里就说了，其实他们恶人有恶人，善有善报，恶有恶报的。
That the good ones will have their own.
有神的人，信神的人，有信神的报赏。
And for those who believe in God, God will reward them.
那些恶人到头来，他们会陷入滑地，会陷入到沉沦。
And the evil and the villains will have a bad ending. They will be cast down.
那
么
了解神跟神同行，有这样的一个大觉悟。
And walking with God, you will come to this understanding.
我看二三节。
Please read verse 20.
然后我只要常常跟神你同在的，你扶着我的右手。二十四节。
24.
你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到我荣耀里头。这里提到一点，就是说你跟神同行。
Here mentions a point that when you walk with God,
神扶持你，神帮助你。
God will hold your right hand, God will help you.
神用他的真理，用他的道理来引导你，教导你。
With his truth, he will guide you.
那以后你会像以诺一样的，就说不是平常人的一样的死，乃是被神接到永远天国的荣耀里头。
And afterwards you will be like Enoch, you will not experience physical death, and you'll be brought to heaven.
那25节。
25.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。26节。
26.
我的肉体，我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，是我的福分，直到永远。一个跟神同行，而且认识神很深刻的人，他会以神为至宝。
For a person who is walking with God, he will see God as his most precious.
一个，他看到神的带领。
First of all, he sees the guidance of God.
再来，他知道有永生的盼望。
And he knows that there is the hope of eternal life.
那他虽然年纪长，或身体渐渐衰老。
Even though he is getting older.
但是神是他生活的力量。
But God is his strength.
是他心里的泉源。
It is the strength of his heart.
是他的福分。
And his portion.
所以我们希望我们每个人达到这个地步。
And I hope that everyone will reach this step.
就好像诗篇73:1-16所描写的。
And just what is described in Psalms chapter 73 verses 1-16.
很多不能解释的，或者不能了解的，困惑的人生的问题。
Many things that you cannot understand or you cannot comprehend.
你这样操作，这样劳苦，又要转眼成空。
And when you work hard, you toil, and you trouble, everything will be gone.
你难道跟一样的人，要跟一般人这样如飞而去吗？
Would you like to lead such an ordinary life?
何况更有天国的荣耀等候你，你不去吗？
And wouldn't you go in the other direction where the heavenly kingdom is waiting for you?
只等到你进了神的圣殿，神的教会，你好好的思想人生。
Only when you have come into the holy temple of God, will you have a good understanding of life?
因为在神圣殿，你会听到神的道理。
In the holy temple of God, you will listen to the message of God.
你祷告会得到神的圣灵的带领，或者神的圣灵充满。
When you pray, the Holy Spirit of God will fill you or will guide you.
然后呢，你会对自己人生跟神的关系建立起密切的关系。
And soon you establish a very close relationship with God.
你会体验到神对你的跟你的同在。
You experience the abidance of God with you.
他用他的道理来带领你。
He will guide you with his truth.
他用圣灵充满你。
He will fill you up with his Holy Spirit.
更重要的，以后接你到荣耀里头。
And most importantly, he will bring you to his glory.
假定这样的话，
if this is so,
我们是跟神同行。
Then we should walk with God.
我们没有什么遗憾的。
Then there is nothing to regret.
虽然我们会跟一般人一样的会过去，在这个物质或者肉体上。
Even though we will die physically with all the other common people, ordinary people.
但是我们是另外一等人。
But we are a different person.
我们是跟神同行的人。
We walk with God.
我们是有盼望的人。
We are one who has hope.
我们今天晚上只介绍跟神同行这个做我们布道会的引论。
Today we will start with the introduction of walking with God.
那我希望我们继续能够见证圣经和跟我们信徒个人种种的这种美好的见证来分享。
And we hope that following this, we can give a testimony of your Bible and you.
来证明得救的门路是必要大家去来努力追求，神愿意给的。
To introduce to you the gate to salvation that God has promised.
那既然人生短暂，我们就要把握住神要救我们的机会。
Since life is short, we should grab hold of the opportunity that God has given us.
我们弟兄姊妹都得到神很宝贵的真理跟恩典，我们相信我们慕道朋友也可以得到。
Our brothers and sisters have received the great blessing of God, and we hope that our truth seekers can also feel the same.
圣经神的话语要借着不断的查考、不断的追求，我们能够进入到其中，美好的境界。
And when you continue to study the Bible, only then you can have a greater understanding.
那听的人有福了。
And those who listen will be blessed.
眼睛看的人有福了。
And those who see will be blessed.
因为神愿意让他们听见，让他们看到。
Because God is willing to let them see and to let them read.
所以愿神继续带领我们。
May God continue to bless us.
哈利路亚，感谢荣耀归给神。
Hallelujah, thank God and all glory to His name.